Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Many people who think they have protected their finances by purchasing gold or silver may find out in the next few months that they don't own any. These are people who own what I refer to as paper gold and silver. You are safe if you own actual physical metals in your direct custody or stored in a safe deposit box in your name at a credit union or bank that does not trade derivatives or in segregated storage vaults not affiliated with any bank. If you think you own gold or silver in any other form, you may learn before the end of this year that you don't. Many Americans own self-directed precious metals individual retirement accounts. Almost all of them use unallocated storage. In unallocated storage, you do not own specific gold or silver coins and ingots. Instead, you theoretically own some part of a larger inventory. For instance, you may theoretically have title to some silver eagle dollars out of hundreds of thousands of coins held in the vault. But if you use unallocated storage, you do not have title to any specific coins or ingots. Instead, title to these assets is held by the storage vault operator, which makes these assets subject to outside third-party claims. There is also the risk of multiple ownership claims to the same physical metals that may have been pledged as collateral against loans taken out by other parties. As we saw in the bankruptcy of MF Global during the Great Recession, those who had gold or silver in unallocated storage in that company's vaults often ended up receiving little or nothing. Today, there is a huge shortage of physical precious metals available to settle conflicting ownership claims. Major financial institutions are aggressively converting their paper gold and silver claims, such as commodity futures contracts, shares of exchange-traded funds, and unallocated storage, into physical metal into their direct custody or segregated storage. Consider closing out your precious metals IRA, take delivery now, and pay the taxes to do so. Check with us and your tax and financial advisors. Shouldn't you be taking the same precautions with your wealth as the professionals are doing? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.